Psalms 89. Before we go into it, I want you to just say, Lord Jesus, let me comprehend what's written. And between the lines. And in between the words. Because they have great meaning. They're intended for us. Amen. I got this early in the morning. And I'll start with verse 1. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. As I was going over this afternoon, and as I'm rereading it, I'm thinking of the 85-year-old man that received a word in his native tongue that came to life today. He's a generation ahead of me. But he came to life on a very sad day. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. See, a lot of people make plans about the earth and the regions of the earth. But the one who loves the earth enough to give up his son is of a different caliber of love, different degree. Verse 3, you said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. And then, of course, it says Selah, or rest. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. Who is he speaking of? Jesus, exactly. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. It is not a part-time thing he's on. He doesn't show up just when there's war. Sometimes the personal war can be different than World War I or II. Your personal war can be intense. And you can wonder if there's anybody that really cares.
Amen.
And you get to be, oh my God, if this thing can ever come to an end. Verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too. In the assembly of the holy ones. That one you better really ponder on. Because he's not talking about just in the heavenlies. He's talking about spirit beings chosen of him to do a work for him. Not just in the heavens, but in the earth. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. Your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? So what is that telling you? Is he only concerned about his angelic creation? No. See, we need to be aware that he's on your case and he's on mine. And we think of ourselves in the wrong way. I shared with you about the traditions of men and the simple act of putting dust on my forehead. And the Lord telling me, don't do it. And it caused a war. You see, I'm not saying you shouldn't put dust on. I don't care if you put a, jump into the dust if you want. But good grief, if the Lord said, don't do it. All right? That's the bottom line. He's got a plan to educate you about why he don't want you to do certain things and why he also wants you to obey him in other ways.
That might not be logical.
It's not logical.
Amen.
Verse 5 again. The heavens praise your wonders. O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Get a clue on that one. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Where is he alive? Inside of you and me. By his Spirit. When we have a new understanding of who we are in Christ, when we have an awareness of his abilities to work through this flesh, which we call weak, he calls us to call it strong. He tells us it's healed, and we've got lumps and bumps that don't belong there.
Amen.
Okay? And the Lord says, would you declare what I say about it? And it'll take your brain for a hike. Verse 9, you rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You rule over the surging sea. Does that include the Indian Ocean? Yes.
Amen.
When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours and yours also the earth. That's the one I wanted you to see. Verse 11. How many saw the news in the past couple of days, especially yesterday and this morning? When the Chinese people and the ladies and the men were just falling apart because they don't know that they have a future. They don't know their children have been taken to another place. They don't know the Lord. They have no hope for their creations. Yes, they have children. It's their creations. I understand that part. But they don't understand the Lord of glory. I went to 2 funerals in 2 days. But these believers have a hope that's been instilled in them. And I'm grateful for that. Do they have my understanding? No. Do they have your understanding? Maybe don't. It's not important. But they do know the Savior that came and died for them. That's enough. I remember having an argument with a protester. Anybody ever meet a protester? Oh, they didn't say the sinner's prayer, they ain't saved. Really? I said, what are you going to do with me? What are you going to do with me? He said, well, what are you talking about? I said, I'm saved. I said, but I can tell you this. I was saved when I bowed my knee to Jesus, and the Lord showed me that I was 7 years old. And I didn't say the sinner's prayer. But that's when he told me that my transformation began. Then I said, what about the guy on the cross? Remember me when you get into your kingdom. And the Lord guaranteed that he was coming in. Did he say a sinner's prayer? Did he have a formula that was so religious that they would become like the ones that are dictating that that's the only prayer that'll save you?
Well, reached out in faith.
Thank you. You see, what I'm trying to make you into is not a protester. I'm trying to make you into a Catholic.
Universal.
A universal person, yes. A real Catholic is universal, and don't practice. Because practicing Catholics are never doing it. You're doing it. I had that argument too with a very knowledgeable man, and he was so insulted when I told him I'm all done practicing.
Did you say you were
The word Catholic is word, the word, the meaning is universal.
If you translate Catholic from the Latin, it's the universal.
Catholic. Universal. That's all it is.
Okay.
You're not a Roman Catholic.
Okay.
And you're all done practicing. You're doing it. See, you can practice till the cows come home. I can practice being on a diet. I'll never lose a pound.
Amen.
Until you do it.
Until you really, you're catching on. You're getting smart. Are you taking your smart pills right now? Verse 11, the heavens are yours and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon, sing for joy at your name. Those are mountains in Israel, by the way. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong and your right hand exalted. When you see the magnitude of our Creator, it is so intense. And when you take that into consideration, that He's got His hand on this whole ball game, and He knows the outcome before it even started. Doesn't matter how many outs and how many ins, how many runs, how many men are on base. It doesn't matter.
We win.
We win. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
And we get a trophy, and it's eternal. Not to be traded in next year. Verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Try that one on for size. Say righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed I am because I have learned to acclaim you and walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. I kind of tricked you into that one. That's where you're going tonight. Continue to walk in His presence. Take His presence home in your home. Take Him into your bed. Don't let Him go tonight. Hold on to Him in the morning. Say good morning when you wake up. Give Him a hug with the pillow next to you. If you have a loved one there, let them enjoy it as well. If you're hugging the pillow, hoping that it's Him, He'll understand. Close your eyes. Father, you gave me this morning, and I'm giving it back to you to transform their way of thinking about you so they'll get a new perspective of how awesome of a Creator we serve.
Go in peace and love one another.